On the news line with us now, T.J. Akey is president and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce, and they got an upcoming seminar, and really, it's a great opportunity for folks to really do some continuing education. Almost any field or any individual would benefit from this kind of training, so we're going to talk about that, but we want to get a message about the state of the chamber. So, T.J., when we last spoke, the chamber was booming and getting more members, and then the pandemic hit. Tell us how the chamber has fared in this tumultuous 2020.
Yeah, Mark, you know, much to our surprise, we have seen continuous growth. When we spoke before, I believe we had just celebrated our 500th member, which was our highest membership in 115 years. And right directly after that is when the pandemic hit. And we had to make some decisions. So when we were unable to work on site, we took the challenge and we opted to keep our entire staff employed, but from remote locations. And we did that for 3 months, and we continued outreach and connections with our members. We did lose a few during those 3 months, and a lot of it was not directly due to the pandemic. There were underlying issues that, you know, folks were already struggling, and this just kind of finished them off, unfortunately. However, since then, we've been picking up members nonstop. Our retention rate is just under 90%, and we have had a success of at least one, sometimes three, new members each week. And we're back up. We're at 495 currently, and we have six new members that are waiting on the check. You know, as they say, the check's in the mail. So I have challenged my staff that we're going to be back over 500 before we close out for the holiday season. And we have not stopped as far as serving our members. We, of course, take all the restrictions from, you know, the CDC very, very, very seriously. And the protection and comfort of our members is utmost important. But also, we know that we're creatures of human nature, and we need to have contact and be able to talk and network and just, you know, keep each other positive. So, for instance, I'm here in my office calling you, but my staff is entertaining a small group for breakfast this morning with social distancing in place. But, you know, these things are important, and people are grateful for the opportunity to get out from behind a Zoom call or a conference call and actually look somebody in the eye and talk about their business.
And you have been able to deliver, and you've helped businesses thrive. I mean, we know there's some booming businesses around here helping to get PPP loans and that kind of thing. Just, I guess, dig more deeply into this interaction and the services you have provided.
Absolutely. So about 5 years in the making, we were doing a lending program, and just before the pandemic, it finalized, and we were ready to promote it. And so we are hopefully, by the end of this month, going to have our first PAL loan, which is a pledged asset loan program. It can't be more appropriate than this time. And so we're going to have that take place. Our first loan will be secured, and we'll be able to share what happened there. It's going to help a business that's actually growing during all of this and needs to buy a new location. We have seen continuous growth in regards to some of our members are outgrowing their current parameters and hiring as well. So, you know, we yesterday someone said it best, you guys always seem so happy there. And I think that's a state of mind. You can very easily pull the covers over your head or bury your head in the sand and say, I just can't do it. But that's not an option when you serve nearly 500 businesses and organizations and not-for-profits in the region. You need to get up every day and make sure you're there to serve and protect and promote them. And, you know, we've had to get very creative with some of our current business solutions and information and marketing. But we have found ways to make it work for everyone. And it's just really refreshing and exciting to be able to see these positive things happening during such a time when we're all kind of bombarded with bad news.
Well, the perfect transition to Strength to Persevere Leadership Symposium. It is next week. There are openings. It costs a couple of dollars to get in, but it is conducted virtually, safely, and would just be fabulous continuing education for someone. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, as we've just been saying, 2020 has certainly proven to be anything but normal, and not just professionally, but personally as well for many folks. And we're all trying to adapt to this current environment, and it's currently changing. So as soon as you adapt, it changes again. And so it's put a lot of strain on leaders. You know, leaders, not just regional leaders, but even team leaders, no matter how big or small your team is, you know, leaders need to stay positive and find ways to make things work. So we have gotten Dr. Kevin Sensenig from Interaction Dynamics Group, who is phenomenal. You know, one of his biggest things in his business is always pursuing happiness and sharing goodness. And so who better than to run this symposium? But we're going to talk about how some businesses are not only surviving, survival is important, but to be able to thrive during all this as well. And hopefully be able to get some folks to get a little fired up. I know we've all been stretched incredibly thin and challenged and impacted, but we want folks to be prepared to look forward because a new year is on the forefront, and we think that we're going to be able to explore ideas for thriving in uncertainty and, you know, hear from their peers and how these folks have been able to emerge, and we hopefully emerge stronger in 2021. And the panelists of CEOs that we have, I think there's someone that everyone can relate to, both men and women, and also various different sizes and sectors of business, you know, even a healthcare business, and, you know, construction. And so, you know, everyone's been hit differently at different times or maybe consistently through this pandemic. And, you know, to be able to put a smile on your face and keep a fire in your belly is very important. And I think that's, folks should be able to leave this with a little more of a positive outlook on what we have to do in 2021.
And it's not just for owners of businesses. You want folks that are in the back row at some of the shops.
Absolutely.
To sign up.
You know, anyone that feels that they can, you know, use a little boost. And I think sometimes we don't realize that maybe we are doing well as ourselves as far as acclimating to what's changing in the business climate. You know, you're so focused on the things that possibly went wrong or didn't go as planned. And I think when they hear how other folks have done things, they're going to be like, yeah, you know what? I'm doing pretty good myself, too, and I think I can continue this. So we're, you know, anyone's invited. You do not have to be affiliated with a business. You do not have to be a member of the Central PA Chamber. You know, it's one price for everyone. And we just feel that it's that important to get folks engaged and get folks ready to look forward to a new year. And, you know, it is safe. We can do it virtually. So you can purchase one seat on the virtual online seminar, and then you'll be able to perhaps put it in your boardroom and invite the team in, socially distancing, of course, and, you know, all of your folks watch it. And we do offer some seats here on site as well. And so I just hope folks take the initiative to, you know, invest a little bit in yourself here at the end of the year. $50 is really not that much when you think about the difference it could make in your mindset leaving this year and embarking on a new year.
Explain the pricing. How is it priced? And or emphasize that you can go to the chamber office and in that big conference room, everybody will be all spaced out if you so choose, or online. Walk through that again real quick.
Yeah, sure. So the cost is $40 in person, and that's going to include lunch as well. And you'll get to meet the CEO panelists and Dr. Kevin Sensenig, of course, in person. And so we have two training centers here, so we'll all be spaced out accordingly. And then if you just can't get away or you feel that you're a little more comfortable, which is perfectly fine in your own domain, you can hop online. You just need to register in advance, of course. And you're able to show it to as many people as you want when you're watching it live online. So that is $50. And folks, oh, well, why is it a little more? It's just the convenience and also the fact that you can have, you know, one to unlimited watching online with you if you choose to do it virtually. Seating is limited in person, of course, with the social distancing, and we're about 3/4 of our way to capacity. So it is open for registration until Monday, and if anyone has any questions at all, I encourage you to give us a call. The panelists are from Heritage Springs Memory Care Center in Lewisburg and Montoursville, Service Electric Cable Vision, the Wells Factory and T. Ross Brothers Construction, and myself as well. So there's quite a good mixture there to hear how folks are adjusting and struggles, too. We're all going to share our struggles as well.
I want to hear some Todd Rossisms while I'm while I'm monitoring this. I can't wait. He's always very insightful, just a super doer around here. So, and he's definitely one of those forward-thinking optimists around here. CentralPAChamber.com is the website, and it would be under their events page. If you cannot make it at 9 a.m. next Wednesday, can you pay for an opportunity to look at the recording later?
Yes, we're entertaining that idea as well, and most likely, I'm certain. We first, of course, want to encourage folks to participate. You know, we can do questions and so forth, even virtually, but we will be recording it after the fact as well, because I believe it's going to be very important for folks, even that attended it, that might want to play it again just to kind of get inspired as the new year kicks off.
All right, we'll let you close with a 30-second pitch. Go ahead and do a little commercial for folks to consider attending the Strength to Persevere Leadership Symposium next week.
Absolutely. I just want to make sure folks know that, you know, you need to be committed. And as a leader, you got to stay positive and inspire your team. And I know as well as everyone on the call that it is really tough. These times are challenging, but you need to find some ways to give yourself a pickup and some encouragement, and this is a perfect way to invest in yourself and your team. You know, being challenged and stretched thin is the way we are currently and facing all kinds of new challenges and uncertainties. We really need to try to remain positive and focus on those things that are great and that are happening. So I encourage folks to come out. If you can't attend and you still want to connect with anyone on the panel, I encourage that as well. And Dr. Kevin Sensenig has been mentoring and monitoring some of our local businesses here at our chamber on a regular basis. So he's available individually to work with organizations as well.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to the I'll be on the air at that time, but I definitely want to pay and enjoy the recording. And I know the news department has this on their coverage list for Wednesday, so don't be surprised if you get one of our good reporters popping in and enjoying the back row for a short time to try to get a glimpse of what's happening. TJ, thank you so much for all you're doing. Thanks for keeping the chamber glued together and helping to push the valley forward. We appreciate the Central Pennsylvania Chamber and you.
Absolutely. It is truly my honor. I'm very blessed to do something that I really love.
TJ Akey, President and CEO, Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce, talking about their leadership seminar next week, Strength to Persevere Leadership Symposium, for everybody from CEOs and owners on down to working class dogs like me, centralpachamber.com/events.